The SDLP leader, Colm Eastwood, is on the line for us now. And Colm, you're in Derry, John Hume's home city. You're saying that the whole Ireland is in mourning today following the passing of our friend, leader and greatest peacemaker. You have no doubt whatsoever that John Hume, you call him today the enduring inspiration of the Good Friday Agreement.
Absolutely. He ended 800 years of conflict between Britain and Ireland in the Good Friday Agreement, and you have to remember he wrote the pathway to the Good Friday Agreement. He wrote its architecture as far back as 1964 when he laid out the case for recognising the three sets of relationships between the people of the North, the people of the island and the people of these islands, and he doggedly stuck to his guns and dragged everybody now onto the pitch, and it's now kind of common parlance, what used to be called Hume speak. It's not everybody speaks that language, and that is some legacy. And he also gave my generation the comfort of peace and the opportunity to pursue our political goals democratically, and that is something that we were starved of for far too long.
Because you are a young man, 1998, you would have been literally a child. So you're growing up in an entirely different world from the one that John Hume would have experienced as a young man and some of the other people we're going to speak to on this programme.
Well, exactly. And it's because of John Hume that I'm able to practice politics in this new world, and that, you know, I, as a parent, don't have to worry about where my children are and what they might come, whether they will come home at night or not, just like many parents had to hear for so long. That constant fear and worry about violence has left, and it's left because John made it happen. And that is, I think that is a legacy that will never be repeated and never topped. He is Ireland's greatest. He's the most significant political figure of the last century. And I think he'll be remembered as such. I joined the STLP actually in 1998 as a 14-year-old because of John Hume. And he was my hero and leader and still is. And that will be the same for many, many people. There's a terrible sadness in the air in Derry today.
I was going to ask, what is the mood like in the city?
Well, people are very sad. You know, I suppose we always knew that John was deteriorating, and this last few years have been very, very difficult, particularly on Pat and the family. But when it happens, it's devastating because people here just love him and looked after him and saw him as our leader always, and that still remains the case. So people here are very sad, but I suppose we're reflecting on all that he did and all of the opportunities that he gave us, and that's a great comfort.
A moment of your thoughts for John Hume's wife, Pat, today, and his wider family, because, of course, they were on the journey with him for so much, and they've been caring for him along with the nursing home, which they've so beautifully paid tribute to today in terms of his latter years.
Yeah, and anybody that knows anything about Pat Hume knows that she's a saint and is thought of in such terms in this city and by people who know her. She ran the constituency office here for many, many years. She stood with John throughout the whole journey. You know, there was no John Hume without Pat Hume. And the last few years, of course, have been very difficult. They didn't get a retirement in the normal way. But Pat is just so proud of everything that John did, and we're all proud of both of them.
Okay, we will leave it there. Colm Eastwood, thank you very much for joining us from Derry this